Welcome back to the Mindset Podcast, brought to you by Martecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset on the go. In under 15 minutes, stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing. Real research, real case studies, real insights.
Real stuff.
Exactly. Real stuff.
Let's just jump right in. If you're a CMO today, things are pretty intense, right?
Definitely. You're juggling the day-to-day, and then there's this huge AI wave coming at you.
Exactly. And budgets, well, they aren't exactly booming, yet the pressure for real measurable results is definitely ramping up.
Yeah, we're kind of shifting away from that grow-at-all-cost mentality.
Right. It's more about sustainable growth now. Every single dollar has to count. It feels like we need a new playbook, almost like a marketing engineer approach.
That's a perfect way to put it. Aligning the tech with the marketing goals. And that's exactly what we're going to explore today, specifically for you listening.
Okay.
We've gone through some recent stuff from Marketing Profs, Ad Age, Forbes.
Yeah.
Trying to see how CMOs, like, you can actually use AI, not just, you know, react to it.
So the mission today
is basically to pull out the really crucial bits and turn them into strategies you can use. How to build that AI marketing mindset for, well, efficiency and growth.
Got it. Okay, let's unpack this. The first thing, that pressure, doing more with less. Marketing Prof said budgets dropped, what, 15% in 2024?
15%, yeah, that's a significant number.
It really is. So how does a CMO even start dealing with that kind of squeeze?
Well, it puts efficiency right under the microscope.
Mm.
And that really has to start with your data.
Data again. Always data.
Always. But specifically, unifying it. Imagine getting one clear picture of every single customer touch point across everything.
That sounds like the dream, but messy in reality.
No, it can be.
Yeah.
But without it, you're basically guessing where your money's going.
Right.
Marketing Profs said it plainly. Every campaign needs hard facts, solid data, and performance metrics.
Right.
You need proof.
Right. Proof over gut feeling. Because if your data's all over the place, you might think a campaign is great on, say, social, but not realize it's tanking somewhere else or stealing from another channel.
Exactly. Cannibalization is a real risk.
So unifying the data, that's the first big CMO action. How does that connect to being, you know, AI ready?
Well, this is where the AI ready systems piece comes in. You need the infrastructure. CMOs have to champion building or maybe rebuilding their data foundation.
Investing in the plumbing, basically.
Pretty much. And tools that automate the aggregation and analysis. Like building a central nervous system for marketing data.
Okay.
And automation is huge here. Marketing Profs found AI can save, what was it, over 5 hours a week just automating tasks like reporting.
5 hours back for the team. That's significant.
It is. But here's the catch. You can't just buy the tech. Remember that stat? 67% of marketers said lack of training was a barrier.
Ah, right. So you need the tools and the skills.
Exactly. CMOs have to push for that training, make sure people can actually use these powerful systems.
Makes sense. You have the unified data, the AI-ready systems.
Mm-hmm.
How does that change day-to-day campaign management, the performance part?
It means you can be way more agile. In this era of less, you can't afford to let campaigns run that aren't working.
No passengers.
Right. Real-time dashboards, AI insights.
Yeah.
They let you see instantly what's hitting the mark and what's not. So you can tweak, pivot, and stop wasting money fast. Maximize the impact you're getting.
Okay, so theme one. Efficiency is king, driven by unified data, AI systems, and sharp performance tracking. Now, Ad Age had a different angle, didn't they? About not just shouting the loudest.
Yeah, it was a really interesting take. They talked about a shift away from what you might call brand bravado.
I like that.
Towards building a clear, deep, and most credible foundation. Because AI answer engines, consumer agents, they're changing the game.
How so?
Winning isn't about the flashiest ad anymore. It's about being the most trustworthy source of information.
Yeah.
They came up with this framework, LATCH.
Okay, what's that stand for?
Listen. Answer, tell the truth, clarify, and host. Kind of the new rules for earning attention and trust.
LATCH. Okay, let's break it down. Listen. How does that apply in this AI context, building on our unified data idea?
Well, you need to broaden what listening means. It's not just social chatter. With good data systems, you can tap into new things. Like, what are people actually asking AI search engines about your field or your products?
Ah, listening to the AI queries themselves. That's smart.
Exactly. What are the recurring questions in customer service that an AI could handle? This helps you figure out exactly what answers your brand needs to provide to be helpful, to be visible to these AI systems.
So that leads right into answer. How do you provide answers that are, well, AI ready?
This goes back to AI ready systems again. Ad Age called it creating boringly clear answers.
Boringly clear. That sounds unmarketing-like.
Maybe. But think detailed FAQs, product explainers, structured data on your site, stuff AI can easily digest and understand.
So less clever wordplay, more straightforward facts.
Precisely. And this usually means breaking down internal silos, you know, getting R&D, legal, marketing, all contributing accurate, clear info that's machine readable. Clarity trumps cleverness for AI.
Okay. Boringly clear. I'm going to remember that one. Then tell the truth. Seems obvious. But how does AI change the stakes?
Because AI engines are like superpowered fact checkers. They pull info from everywhere.
Right.
So any exaggeration, any claim you can't back up, it can get flagged fast. That damages credibility, not just with people, but with the AI agents recommending information.
So transparency isn't just nice. It's technically required now.
Absolutely. Think about AI shopping assistants. They need facts. Brands built on truthfulness, backed by data, will win trust in this new ecosystem. There's nowhere to hide, really.
Credibility as currency. Okay, that covers LETC as Clarify, H's host.
Yeah, Clarify is about making sure the information is unambiguous,
mm-hmm.
and host is about providing that central, reliable place for information. It all ties back to being that trusted foundation.
Got it. So efficiency first, then becoming this trustworthy, clear source.
Yeah.
What was the next big theme? Forbes talked about AI agents, right? Not just using AI, but marketing to AI.
Exactly. This work gets really fascinating, I think. The potential impact is huge.
How huge?
Forbes mentioned research suggesting browser searches could drop by 25% this year.
25%? Wow. Because people will use AI agents instead.
That's the projection. People asking AI for info, for product recommendations, for comparisons.
Okay, that's a massive shift.
And the key thing, these AI agents really like structured, machine-readable data, well-sourced facts.
So if AI agents are the new gatekeepers, how does that link back to our unified data pillar for a CMO?
It means you have to work super closely with your digital and e-commerce folks.
Why specifically them?
To make sure all the core product stuff, pricing, stock levels, specs, shipping info isn't just correct, but it's formatted so AI agents can easily grab it. Think APIs, data feeds.
So the AI can read your inventory.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah.
If an AI agent can't find or understand your product info easily, you're just invisible in that context. You won't even be considered.
It's like needing your digital store to speak fluent AI.
That's a great way to put it.
And how does that influence the AI-ready systems part? Is this like a new kind of SEO?
Kind of, yeah. It's maybe. Agent optimization. CMOs need to think about their whole online presence, optimizing it for machine understanding, not just human eyes.
So more structured data markup on websites, things like that.
Exactly. Clearly labeling everything so the AI knows what it's looking at. Context is everything.
Yeah.
Making your site agent friendly is going to be crucial.
Okay, and the performance angle. How do you measure success when your audience is partly machines?
That's the million-dollar question right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
It raises the need for totally new metrics.
Like what?
Well, CMOs need to figure out how to track these AI interactions. What info are agents pulling most often? Are there patterns? What sources are they citing?
So understanding the AI's user journey.
In a sense.
Yeah.
You need to understand that agent behavior alongside human behavior to adapt your strategy effectively. It's a whole new layer of analytics.
Fascinating. Okay, so there's a fourth theme emerging too, right? About the CMO role itself expanding.
Yeah, Forbes highlighted this based on the CMO survey. The role's definitely growing in scope. And importantly, influence within organizations.
Numbers on that.
Let's see. Scope expanded 3.2 points on a 14-point scale. Influence up 2.9. And AI is a big part of this.
How much is AI actually being used now?
Reportedly, AI powers about 17.2% of marketing efforts now. That's apparently double what it was in 2022.
Double in just a couple of years. Wow.
And they expect it to hit over 44% within 3 years.
That's fast. Are they seeing real benefits yet?
Seems so. The survey reported things like 8.6% improvement in sales productivity, 8.5% lift in customer satisfaction, and nearly an 11% reduction in costs.
Those are solid numbers. Tying back to our CMO actions, how does this increased responsibility and AI reliance affect the unified data need?
Well, the top challenge for CMOs, according to the survey, is showing the financial impact of marketing.
Always the challenge.
Right. So to use AI effectively for that and to get those kinds of results, cost reduction, sales lift your foundational data has to be rock solid and accurate. AI is only as good as the data it learns from. Garbage in, garbage out still applies.
So robust data is non-negotiable for leveraging AI to prove value. What about the AI-ready systems piece in this context?
With AI becoming so central, expected to be nearly half of marketing soon, CMOs really need to be the champions for integrating it everywhere.
Not just one department's tool.
No, across the board. And fostering that culture of, you know, trying things, experimenting, learning fast.
Yeah.
Because the tech is evolving so quickly.
And finally, performance. With more responsibility, there's more scrutiny, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
CMOs need to use the insights AI provides to constantly measure, optimize, and directly connect marketing activities to those big business outcomes. Sales, satisfaction, costs, the things the C-suite and the board really care about.
AI gives you the tools, but also raises the bar for proving your worth. Okay, let's try and wrap this up. Quick recap. We talked about the absolute need for efficiency, doing more with less, fueled by unified data and AI-ready systems. That's paramount in this budget climate.
Right. Then the shift from just being loud to providing real, clear, truthful value, not just for people, but for AI engines, too. That whole LATCH idea.
Listen, answer, tell the truth, clarify, host.
Yeah.
And then recognizing AI agents themselves as this emerging critical audience that you need to optimize for.
A completely new frontier, really. And finally, the expanding role of the CMO, where AI is both a massive opportunity and a driver of increased accountability.
And running through all of this is that core concept we started with, the marketing engineer mindset, aligning tech and strategy, focusing on unified data, AI readiness, and relentless performance measurement.
Exactly. Embracing that mindset, focusing on these areas. That's how CMOs can really navigate and, frankly, win in this AI era.
Okay, so here's a final thought for you, our listener, to chew on. As these AI agents get smarter, more woven into our daily routines, how does your marketing organization shift? How do you move beyond just reaching people to actually becoming an essential, trusted resource embedded within their AI-driven decisions?
That's a big question.
It is. And I suspect the answer to that is going to define who succeeds in the next chapter of marketing.
That's all the time we have for this deep dive. This episode of the Mindset Podcast was brought to you by Martecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset on the go. In under 15 minutes, stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing. Real research, real case studies, real insights.
Real stuff.
Real stuff.
See you next time.